We're live. It's Adobe Radio. It's news to us the week of the 28th of August, 2023. Hey, it's Eddie here with Jason. A lot to get to, as always, on It's News to Us. Look at this, Jason. So much news. A lot has happened since we last did a show, as always.
Yeah, some big news stories have happened.
Very big. You may have heard a couple of these news stories, probably. I'm sure you've heard all about it. Well, Trump, he has taken his signature "you're fired" to new heights with a surrender into racketeering charges.
Hmm.
And what is this, indictment number 265?
Ha, feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to keep them all straight.
I know.
So many.
I know. And on that topic, is Trump's presidency eligibility hitting a little detour? There's a lawsuit that claims that his role in the insurrection is making it so he is ineligible to be president. So we'll see what's going on there. And then tough on crime, Rudy Giuliani. He also is in trouble on a 13 count indictment. Only the best people, only the best. And all right. Well, you know, we're going to talk about all this stuff. I know it's news, but here at It's News to Us, we try to do it. We try to, you know, make it fun. The world's burning, but we try to make it fun. So here we go. Let's have fun as the world burns.
F-U-N.
And welcome fun. To the United States of America. Global woman, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights.
Adobe Radio.
It's news to us.
Live on Adobe. Look at us. Here we are. Another show. All right. Look at that. Lots to get to. Is there anything you need to get off your chest? Yeah, what?
Oh, I do have something to get off my chest, but I don't know if it's the right time, but...
Yes, it's always the right time.
I mean, I know we're hard journalists, but...
hard journalist. That's right.
My dog just farted, and I just why do dog farts stink so badly?
It's got to be the food, don't you think? I bet if you ate the same diet as your dog, your farts would smell the same.
I feel like we should. Well, when I say we, I mean you. You should conduct an experiment to see if this is true, and let me know. Report back. Can I task you with this?
But so it's to eat a can of Purina dog food.
Yeah. Can I task you with this?
Oh, geez. Sure. Let me get back to you on that one. I'll work.
All right. Let us know. Let us know, please. But have you found that their dog farts are some of the worst?
Everyone knows it. That's why you can't really blame it on the dog.
I don't blame it, but man.
No, I mean, like, if you fart, you can't really blame it on the dog because there's a big difference there.
Right.
Although, have you ever had one that smelled so bad that it was plausible it was the dog?
Wasn't plausible.
No, it was.
Oh.
Like yours is so bad that it could easily be a dog fart.
I don't think I can. Not that I know of.
Mm. See, this is what you don't get on MSNBC. This is what we all want to know about Rachel...
Maddow,
yeah, and Anderson over there at CNN.
Yeah,
they don't do it. They don't have they're not real.
They can't do it.
Anyways,
can't stomach it.
They can't. They can't.
Huh.
That's what you wanted to get off your chest, though, is you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. It just happened as soon as we got on the air, so it kind of threw me off.
Okay. Jeez. Well, all right. Know? Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have a lot to get to. News Roundup. Here we go.
It's news to us. News Roundup.
Yeehaw! Uh-huh. Yeah. Arrested. Trump. And there's a mugshot. There he is. Looking at the mugshot right now. Trump surrendered on racketeering and other charges. Had a mugshot taken and was released on a $200,000 bond. By the way, he used a bail bondsman.
No, he didn't.
He did.
This
billionaire used a bail bondsman.
Can we get a special episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter when Trump tries to skip bail?
Right, when he tries to flee to Russia.
Yeah.
which wow. he's already he's kind of teased that he might flee the country.
Yeah.
Remember he said that he doesn't like it here. He said that at a rally a few weeks ago. Then he made a joke about living large with Putin in Russia.
Oh yeah. Get Trump Tower Moscow off the ground. You know, he's been trying.
I mean, part of me would actually not mind if he just went to Russia and we never had to hear it from him again. I think we just don't want to hear from him ever again. I think that's
yeah, but don't you think goal. He has like secrets that he can disclose to the Russian government about our
yes. I think that's yeah. why they're not going to let it happen.
Or, I mean, really, would he know any secrets? Because he didn't really pay attention.
There's also that too, yeah, because he famously didn't like the briefings. He thought they were boring. Yeah. Boring. They had to like make flashcards and draw cartoons and
yeah, do skits.
Yeah, they had to have puppets. Hmm.
Yeah, little sock puppets.
Yeah. This one's Iraq. This one is the arms dealers. Yeah. But yeah, so he turned himself in. This is the case happening around the election fraud in Georgia.
In Georgia, yeah. State of Georgia.
Yeah.
Prosecuting DJT. He turned himself in this past Thursday night at the Fulton County Jail. Looks like, you know, I don't know if you watched any of the coverage, but he turned himself in around 7:30 Eastern, and he was only there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, because I guess they got a lot of the stuff that takes a lot of time out of the way before they even got there. They gave him special treatment.
Yeah. And he what's crazy to me is if you watch the coverage, they arrived in a presidential style motorcade. So you see, like, you know, police cars and you know, a limousine coming in, like, yeah. you know, multiple vehicles pull up into a county jail.
Right.
For a former president to be booked and arrested.
Yeah.
And a mugshot taken.
He shows up in his stupid jumbo jet, which really pisses me off that this one asshole has to have a giant jumbo jet. I just hate looking at that Trump jet. And the news is just, they just had a camera on it for hours because it was like, the only visual they had for a long time because there were no cameras allowed inside while he was being booked. So they needed to show something. So they just, you know, they were showing his jet parked at the airport and it just pisses me off. I hate that Trump jumbo jet.
Yeah. One person, one man.
You know that
it's
thing?
For all, it's for all his cheeseburgers.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
That's where all the hamburgers are. That's right.
And Diet Coca-Cola's.
Yeah. Yeah. So we talked about this happening when it originally went down. This was all part of the perfect phone call where he called up the Georgia election official and said,
Attorney General.
Thank you. Yes. And said, I need you to find me 11,780 votes. I need you to find these. Yeah.
And he pressured the then governor of Georgia as well.
Right. And these are recorded phone calls. Anybody can go listen. And of course, when the audio came out, Trump said, oh, that's the perfect phone call. There's nothing wrong with that phone call. It's perfect. DJT. Yeah. He was trying to push the court date out until after the presidential election. But now, before it came on the air, it was announced that the trial has been set for March 4th, 2024. And yes, you, Jason, were just saying that this is just before Super Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. And this trial is, we have to be specific because he's facing 377 trials or whatever the number is. It's really four. But this is the federal trial.
Yes.
So. Yeah, it's right before Super Tuesday. It's right in the middle of the Republican primaries. This is it's a big day because multiple states are voting or casting their votes to pick the Republican nominee. And the fact that DJT the day before Super Tuesday will have to be in Florida facing a trial against federal prosecutors.
Never before has this ever happened in the history of the United States of America. But, you know, are you holding on to any hope here? Do you think that maybe consequences are finally starting to materialize for this guy? Or do you think he'll weasel his way out of it?
Oh, I don't think he can. I think consequences are coming.
I kind of feel like that way too. Like I think that he is going to fight very hard and probably get very desperate. And that's where, it gets scary with his supporters.
Yes, so, that is very scary.
But you know, there is just a poll that came out that says 60% of Americans believe that Donald Trump committed a crime. So that's more than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
60%.
However, if it goes to trial and you have a jury of 12 people,
yeah,
you think one of them will be a Trumper?
I mean,
it's gotta be unanimous. It's
really
right?
possible. That's another thing that I'm kind of thinking about too is you could have just one person that's a Trumper and they could throw the whole thing.
Yeah. Statistically speaking, one of them will be. Is the evidence enough? Is there enough evidence of a crime happening? Irrefutable evidence.
It's going to be a wild jury deliberation, don't you think? It's going to be like the ultimate Thanksgiving dinner politic debate.
Because imagine being selected for that jury.
Imagine being in charge of the fate of a former president. Wouldn't that's just so much pressure.
Honestly, like if you're a juror, like you can never say that you were a juror on this trial, especially if he's never guilty.
No, you never could. And, you know, I'm also worried about the jurors too, because we've seen the, Trump and his associates, they'll dox anybody. They'll give out their information. They don't care. So I hope that they can keep the jurors safe.
Yeah. One way or another. The federal judge has warned Trump against intimidating witnesses. She said, quote, Mr. Trump, like every American, has a First Amendment right to free speech, but that right is not absolute.
Right. Yeah.
So he's already
limits to free speech. That's right.
Yeah. She's already issued a warning to him. And because she knows his game, right? This is his game. Intimidation.
Yep.
Public humiliating someone publicly.
That's right. Yeah. So, it's going to be pretty crazy. We don't even have to wait that long. March, that's going to be here before we know it. It's like right after the holidays. So you have a new year starting. And I wonder, next year is going to be crazy. Crazy year.
Yeah.
Because we have that going on. Also, the presidential election. I can't believe that's already here. Isn't that weird?
Yes. Next year. Weird.
I mean, it's like, a year away, but it seems like it's really going to be coming up fast.
Yeah. So on top of this March trial, he's also in Florida, the federal trial. He's also facing a separate trial in the state of New York, which is also scheduled to begin in March. So he's going to have two trials going on in March.
So he could be a winter bird for the Florida stuff.
Yeah.
And then he goes back and forth between New York and Florida, just like everyone at his age.
Yeah. And he also has a third trial set for May in Florida.
Beautiful.
Once again in Florida.
Beautiful.
So he has two trials.
Only the best trials.
And one trial in New York. So he's got three trials on his
the most trials. Everyone knows it. The most indictments. The best.
The only, the first president ever to have a mugshot.
Joe Biden couldn't do it. How many indictments does he have? Zero.
Everybody says I have the best mugshot for a former president.
They're already putting it on merch.
Oh.
The mugshot, by the way, we have to talk about that. The mugshot of DJT. He clearly practiced that one for a long time. He also looks like he didn't get any sleep. His eyes are bloodshot. It's actually quite frightening, the mugshot, don't you think?
Yeah, he looks like he needs to pinch one off, to be honest, if I had to guess.
He does sort of look like he's getting a proctology exam.
Or maybe he shat himself in his diaper and he's sitting in his own filth.
Well, you know, if you want to see that happen there, don't you remember him walking around with diaper butt all the time?
Yeah.
And there's that. Anyways, we don't have to get into that. So because of all this, you know, there is a lawsuit that is saying that Donald Trump, he is not eligible for presidency. And this is according to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. After the Civil War, this was put there to prevent people who engaged in rebellion against the United States from holding office again. And a gentleman by the name of Lawrence Kaplan, he's putting this lawsuit forward, and he's saying that, quote, President Trump's efforts, both in Washington and as well in Georgia and perhaps other states, as well as the consequential assault on the U.S. Capitol, make him ineligible to ever serve in federal office again. And a lot of legal scholars are weighing in on this, and they're saying that there's actually a lot of weight to this argument, because the 14th Amendment doesn't even say you have to be convicted of anything. It just says that you have to participate in a rebellion against the United States and insurrection, or aid comfort to enemies that do so.
Mm. Seems so simple, and it's in the Constitution.
Yeah. And again, there's no conviction needed at all. It just says, oh, you aided and abetted enemies of the state who are trying to overthrow the government. You cannot hold office ever again. And it's not just presidency. You can't even be like the mayor of a town. Like, it's no Ooh. Public office anywhere.
Huh?
So, thank you. Yeah.
That's beneath him anyway. He would never be mayor.
Mayor. I'm already mayor of Mar-a-Lago.
He wants to be president of the world.
Right. But that's interesting, because that legal theory is gaining a lot of traction. Look at that. And people are saying that if he is convicted in Georgia, this 14th Amendment thing is pretty much, you can't argue it. It's a little bit gray on the conviction thing, and some good lawyers could probably argue something. But if he's convicted, he is not going to be eligible to hold office, is what it seems, according to the 14th Amendment.
Is that in any state case and any federal, state, or is it
any state office, any federal office? It covers.
No,
all
no. I meant like, so he's facing three trials, and three of the trials are, you know, state prosecutions.
Well, this one,
federal.
This one's directly related to interfering with the election.
Right. But I guess my question is, if he's found guilty in any one of the state cases,
yeah,
does that make him ineligible to run for a federal office?
I think the one that does is the insurrection one. No, not yeah. the other ones.
Because
gotcha. there's nothing that says a convicted felon is not allowed to be president.
I think that is a thing.
It is?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought we talked.
Going to the Google machine.
Yeah, go to the Google machine, because I thought we talked. Why don't you Google that, and we'll take a break, because we need to do that, and then we'll answer that question. If a president, or if someone has a felony on their record, are they eligible to be the president of the United States? We have our lawyers working on this right now. They're very busy. All right, we'll be right back. We'll find that answer, and we have more to get to, including Rudy Giuliani being arrested and more. And then, of course, we'll have some fun later, too. We have some viral video stuff to get to after all this stupid news that's going on, but we'd like to keep you up to date here on It's News to Us, but we have fun. Damn it. We're having fun. FUN. Be right back.
It's News to Us. Adobe Radio.
All right. We're back here live on Adobe Radio. It's Eddie and Jason, and it's News to Us, and talking about the biggest stories. That's what we do every week. And we're, of course, talking about the Georgia thing going on, and Trump being arrested, mugshot, the whole thing. And just another indictment you could add to the list. Before we took a break, though, we had a question. Can an individual with a felony charge on the record be the president of the United States? Jason, what is the verdict?
I am shocked.
Right. I think we've already, because you can, right?
You can. There is no bar of running for president if you are a convicted felon. Also,
yeah,
you can run for presidency if you are serving time. The law is unclear. It is unclear. You could serve as president from a jail cell.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
shocked.
He could.
This is an outrage.
He could theoretically be thrown in the slammer, win the election, and be behind bars as president. But what he could do is then pardon himself and walk free.
Also,
yeah,
the federal case, if they do not get if they do not get the trial set and he does win the presidency, he could just squash the prosecution altogether. If they don't go to trial, he could just shut down the investigation and dismiss all the charges if he was in fact president once again.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like that's the only sole reason why he's running for presidency right now. He doesn't care about serving. He doesn't care about public service. I think he's just trying to save his own ass.
Well, save his ass and also enrich his ass, right?
And get revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Yeah, I thought we talked about that before. Yeah, if you're a felon, you can Jeffrey Dahmer could be president if people voted for him. So,
wow, that's crazy. Okay, yeah. Let me ask you this question, Eddie. Opinion. But say
you want my legal opinion?
I want your legal opinion.
Yeah, as a liar. Now, I'm just a small town liar. Yeah, go ahead.
DJT is found not guilty on all charges.
Yeah.
In all cases.
Yeah.
Also does not win the presidency.
Right.
What do you think he does? Does he stay or does he go?
I think he stays. He grifts and he continues to be the leader of the Republican Party. Because let's not forget that he's currently the leader of the Republican Party. This criminal. If you're not showing your cards and letting people, what is that thing? When somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah. But so that's why the case in Georgia is particularly important, because that's the one that has to do with election interference. And then also, the insurrection case, those two could trigger the 14th Amendment, which bars him from serving in office.
And
yes,
there are tapes.
There are beautiful tapes, the best.
And
tapes.
We've heard them.
The perfect phone call. It was the best phone call. I feel like I'm finally starting to figure out how to do a Trump impression, and he's probably going to be irrelevant soon, I hope.
Oh, no, he'll always be relevant.
Only the best, beautiful.
He'll have the best rallies in the prison yard.
Only the best shankings. Only the best from the best people. Don't drop the soap, people. Don't drop it.
I can get you an extra scoop of mashed potatoes.
All right. So his lawyer, Trump's former lawyer and former mayor of New York, America's mayor at one point, because he was the mayor of New York City during 9/11. And everyone was just kissing his ass and thought Rudy Giuliani was the best person in the world because everybody was feeling very patriotic. Turns out he's a flaming piece of shit. He has just been arrested. The former New York City mayor, he surrendered to authorities in Georgia. This is all part of that same case we're talking about. He is facing 13 charges related to his role in the effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And his bond was set at $150,000. But there he is. So then Trump went to Truth Social to talk about this, and he said, "Nobody has ever fought for election integrity like President Donald J. Trump." For doing so, I will proudly be arrested tomorrow afternoon in Georgia. God bless the United States of America. China. Xi Jinping. When I lose the impression, I just have to say, Xi Jinping.
And it comes back.
Xi Jinping. China. Okay, sorry. Giuliani is also kind of being a martyr about this. He's saying, I'm fighting for American rights. I am being arrested, but I am standing up for Americans everywhere. Like, shut up.
Oh, man. Okay, so we've talked about Trump and Giuliani's mugshots. Have you seen some of the other people that have had to get their mugshots who have been charged?
I have not.
Oh, you have to look up Trevian Cuddy.
Trevian Cuddy.
Yeah, okay. K-U-T-T-I.
K-U-T-T-I.
You have to look up this mugshot.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It's freaking me out. Trevian.
Yeah, so what about... Describe it.
She looks pretty happy and evil. She's a publicist. And yeah, she's smiling. Big old weird smile. Yes. Yes. Okay, yes.
I just found it and I brought it up. We're looking at it now. But yeah, to everyone listening, she looks like the Joker. She looks like Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
In what was that movie? What was it called? Oh, Batman. Or
Batman.
Or was it Super? I don't know. I don't. Yeah, no, she looks like no, it's not Heath Ledger's Joker. More so like
Jared Leto. No,
no, the
Jack Nicholson.
Yes, Jack Nicholson.
She does have a little more Jack in her.
Like if you can imagine the Jack Nicholson Joker from the old Batman with Michael Keaton, that's what she looks like. Very happy about it.
Yeah,
only the best mugshots.
Also, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was arrested. He's facing two charges and was released on a $100,000 bond.
Right.
Jenna Ellis, who's smiling, as a campaign lawyer for Trump, she was also arrested under two charges.
Wow. Yeah.
As well as another lawyer for Trump, Sidney Powell, also arrested and is facing seven charges. So his legal team is being charged now. Legal team he assembled, the great minds of his election interference legal team, were also all arrested and facing charges.
Oh, yeah. All these mugshots are just fantastic. So now we're looking at Mark Meadows. He does not look happy. He looks like he got in a fight before he went into the courtroom. He's all bloody up.
Yeah, maybe crying a little bit.
Yeah.
Blew his nose a lot.
America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. We're looking at that one now. He looks like he practices pose.
He looks like a retired clown.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
He does.
Like, once the makeup comes off, it's just all sad.
Yeah, it's just sad.
It's just depression.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick here. What else? Ron DeSantis. We need to get to the fun. There's been so much news happening. We haven't had enough time for fun lately. But we need to have fun. We have some viral stuff to get to, including a flight attendant singing, a DoorDash driver confronting a woman. So there's some stuff coming up. Real quick though. I did want to touch on. Well, what was this one about Fox News apologizing? Do you want to talk about that one? Or
yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think it's
why don't we end on that one? The hard news. And then we'll come back and we'll have some fun. Only the best fun, but go ahead. What was this story?
Yeah, so Fox News issued a article that gained some traction online regarding a service member who was killed back in 2021 during the withdrawal efforts out of Afghanistan. Fox News apologized to the Gold Star family on Saturday for publishing a false story last month, claiming that the family had to pay $60,000 to ship the remains of their fallen relative back. from Afghanistan because the Pentagon refused to pay. So that was a claim that Fox News ran with.
So, of course, because there's a Democrat in office as president. So I'm sure the argument was Joe Biden doesn't care about the vets.
The troops.
Meanwhile, we see Republicans slashing benefits for the veterans left and right. And I don't even know why you'd ever vote for a Republican if you are a veteran or just look at what they're doing to you. Anyway.
Yeah. So the fallen Marine was Sergeant Nicole G. She was one of 13 service members that were killed at the Kabul airport. Fox News issued the apology after a military.com report came out saying that the issue was that the right-wing outlet's top executives had repeatedly been notified by senior members of the Marine Corps that it was pushing a false story. So the Marine Corps was telling Fox News, and they kept telling them, hey, your story is incorrect. There is no fact to back this up.
Right.
You know, don't run with this. But Fox just kept pushing for it and did it.
Of course they did. Because there's no consequence.
A Marine Corps spokesman, Major James Stinger, privately accused the outlet of capitalizing off G's death to score cheap clickbait points.
Well, yeah.
He's not wrong. Not wrong. That's exactly what they were doing. They were trying to get like a, you know, a quick hit news story out there.
Yeah. And you would think after their big Dominion voting machine lawsuit, maybe Fox News might put into place some better fact checkers, but guess not.
Not so much.
Guess not.
Yeah. So Fox ended up deleting the story entirely from its website without a correction or explanation. Has not been reposted. And it's noteworthy because news media very rarely delete an entire story.
Yeah, because you can't really delete. When you delete something off the internet, it looks really sketchy because you really can't delete off the internet. So what you do is you have to put out a retraction. When you remove something, it looks like you're admitting wrongdoing.
Right. Yeah. So they not only did they delete it, but they did not offer any other explanation or correction, which is widely, like you said, viewed as a big no-no, if you will.
A big no-no.
You just don't do it.
Wow. That's a crazy story. All right. Thanks for filling us in on that. Well, why don't we come back and have some fun real quick? We want to thank Green Chef, don't we, Jason? We have a great deal, 50% off plus free shipping. We all love Green Chef meal kit delivery. We all know what that's about. They send you all this beautiful food, only the best. Turkey, sockeye, salmon, tilapia.
Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company.
What does that mean?
It's good. It's organic. It's delicious.
Good for you. Good for the planet because it's sustainable. You know, you get these meal delivery services and you're like, oh, I have a box, I have extra packaging. Well, Green Chef knows that you worry about the environment. That's why everything, 100% of the delivery is recyclable or 100% of their delivery emissions, as well as 100% of the plastic in every box and nearly all the packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the United States. So to make sure
and they have to.
Yeah.
The great meals.
Only the best.
Fresh.
Yes.
Oh, I had some spicy Korean beef and noodles.
Beautiful noodles.
Beautiful. Some udon noodles.
The best.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Fast and easy. You get all the ingredients that you want right at your door.
Go to greenchef.com/news2us50. Use code news2us50. Get 50% off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/news2us50. And then again, use news to us 50 at checkout to get 50% off plus free shipping. That is free food. It's kind of like Jason and I took you out to dinner and wined and dined you. And the best part is you didn't have to endure our company. So Go to greenchef.com/newstous50 and use code newstous50, 50% off plus free shipping. Speaking of going out, we went out to dinner the other night. That was nice.
It was nice. Yeah, we don't get to go out. You don't take me out near enough anymore. I know.
Usually I tell you to get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich, but I thought I'd treat you.
But we're out of bread.
Yeah. We went to a nice restaurant. It was good.
Upscale. Yeah.
Arby's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chattas.
Back with more. I have an idea too. We come back if you're down for this, Jason, but would you be willing to try to reenact the poses of people in these mugshots? I'll put them on the screen and then you try to act it out. That'd be fun for social media content, I think. Yeah. And on the air, we'll have a laugh.
How about we both try? Why just me?
Okay.
We'll both do it.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. We'll both do it. I don't know why I say just you. You're right.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more. Hang on.
It's news to us. IW Radio.
All right. we're back. Adjust my headphones. All right. Jason's practicing over there. So what we have here, we have... Hang on. I got to get this... We have all of the Georgia defendants' mugshots, including Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and more. And now Jason and I will try to look like the people in their mugshots. Are we ready for the first one, Jason?
Yeah, this is a fun game.
Here is the very first mugshot. It is Trevion Cuddy. Trevion Cuddy. All right. So get ready. And I got to take off my headphones here. I apologize. I hope I can hear you still if I crank them up.
I'm going to leave mine on.
Maybe I can leave my headphones on. I'm just trying to get situated here. It's kind of hard to do.
I have an exceptionally large forehead.
We're also, doing something visual on the radio. We understand that. But, we think that you'll still enjoy hearing us do this. Okay, and then you'll get to watch.
And if you're listening to us, you can check us out on our X or Facebook or Twitch.
All right, you ready? You ready? You ready to reenact this one? Here we go. I gotta go first because
I think this is both do it.
Here we go. Here we go. Wait.
Oh God, it's hurt. Love it. Oh.
We're trying to do like a Joker type thing. I would never be able to play the Joker.
I can't do it anymore. It's hurting me.
I know. It these hurt. Ooh. This one literally hurts.
That one.
You're gonna have the teeth out.
Ugh.
Okay.
Oh,
there was that one. Okay. Who's next? Mark Meadows? Mark Meadows. Here's Mark Meadows. We're looking at, he looks like he just got beaten up. Looks like somebody just kicked his ass. And, all right, we'll go to, you ready, Jason, to go to you? All right. Here's Jason's. Yeah, I think you're doing a pretty good job. This is like a very serious, sort of.
Oh, wait.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Back to... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one was kind of hard.
I didn't cry enough yet.
Yeah, you got to cry more.
Right. I need to cry more.
Why don't we do Rudy Giuliani next?
All right. Get ready. Get your facial. This is you, Eddie.
Okay. I think I got this one down.
All right.
Here we go.
Please tell me.
I have to lock into place and also know where the button is on the thing over here without moving my head.
Yeah.
So give me a second.
Yeah.
Was that close? I don't know.
Can you have like a little bit of more frown? Yeah.
All right.
You got to have a hunch though, and you're maybe hunched down a little bit.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, hunch a little bit. Yeah. There it is. You nailed it. Perfect.
All right. You ready for yours?
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing Rudy?
Oh, you don't have to do Rudy if you don't want.
Oh, I thought we were just alternate. So we
Okay. Well, last one is the man of the hour, Mr. DJT and his mugshot.
We both have to do it.
Yeah, we do. We're trying to reenact these mugshots here. And we understand this is visual and you're listening to audio, but please do follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/itsnewstous. This video will be posted by the time you get there. Promise.
This is like
unless you're listening live. Let's give us a little bit. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready, Jason, to try the DJT? Here we go. you look like you're Zoolander, like you're a fashion
blue
model.
Steel. He looks like he's blue stealing it.
You're right. Maybe that's what's going on. Yeah, it's blue steel,
dude.
You're right. It is blue steel.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait. He's kind of like half turned. Wait. I got an idea.
It's also hard with camera positioning. It's very difficult. All right. What's yours? I don't know what that is, but hey, we had fun. That's all that matters is that we had fun. And again, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We'll post that. And you can see us attempt to recreate the mugshots. All right, so we have more to get to. How about a flight attendant singing Ed Sheeran over the loudspeaker? Now, I have opinions on this. I have a lot of opinions. And so apparently on this flight, first of all, I'll give you a little bit of background. It was a long flight, and the in-flight entertainment wasn't working anymore. So the flight attendant, of course, it's always Southwest Airlines where this happens. I assume. No, it wasn't. It was Air Asia. Never mind. So anyway, so the flight attendant gets on the loudspeaker and starts singing. And this is what happens. Can you imagine if you were trying to sleep and this asshole gets up there? I'm sorry. He's an asshole.
He might be an asshole, but I mean, honestly, he might have a pretty decent voice.
You think? I don't know. I'm just more obsessed with the fact that he's an asshole. Maybe you're right. Let me listen to the voice.
I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time.
Come on, show me some hand. So I know
Was he trying to impress a girl?
No, apparently, allegedly, he was trying to entertain the passengers on the flight, but I don't need my in-flight entertainment coming from the flight attendants. I do love flight attendants.
Yeah.
I have nothing against flight attendants. Like, they're great. They have a hard job, but when I'm on an airplane, I need my entertainment coming from my own device. Not you. I don't even like Ed Sheeran, or at least I like Ed Sheeran actually, but that song can give or take. That song makes me cry. I don't need you singing that.
Oh,
what do you want me to, to land at my destination with tears? Asshole. All right. You good there?
Yeah. Dog's whining at me.
Oh yeah. There's Jason's dog. Yeah, so what was the last one that we, teased? There's one more. Just one more quick one to get to, I thought. Oh yeah, a DoorDash driver. These ones are always good. Jason, you started to do some DoorDashing, correct?
Yeah, I've tried it. Yeah,
and your experience so far has been pretty positive being a DoorDasher.
Yeah, the little that I did do, yes, it was pretty positive overall.
Okay,
it was something to do, listen to music. Yeah, it was fine.
As a DoorDash driver, I ever had a problem where somebody claims that they didn't receive the delivery. So they go on the app and they complain to try to get a free meal. Never happened to you? Okay. That's what happened to this Dasher. And this is him confronting that customer.
Guys, so for my protection and for the customer's protection, I'm not going to show my face to the customer's face. Customer called, ordered food, I delivered, confirmed their name, and then they called the restaurant saying they never got it, and I got assigned the re-delivery. So this is to call out a customer that abuses the system, okay? If I get deactivated for this, that's messed up in itself because that's basically you endorsing this kind of behavior, all right? So enjoy.
All right. So now he's knocking on the customer's door. That was him in his car a second ago. So now he just walked up to the customer's door.
Hey, DoorDash?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Hey, they told me there was an issue with the last order. What happened?
Dasher didn't show.
The Dasher didn't show?
No.
Well, I delivered it to you, so I know you got the food. I just want you to know that doing stuff like that is what gets us deactivated. I don't want to lose my job because someone wants an extra taco. I just want to let you know I will be reporting you as a fraudulent customer and you will be removed from the platform. Enjoy your food.
Yeah. Enjoy your extra taco. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, I can't say I ever had any of that.
People do that kind of crap all the time, trying to scam the system. Like, oh, I can get two meals. Bro. But, you know, just don't do it. Be decent to each other.
Yeah.
What's going on with your dog?
I don't know. I'm trying to get my kid to take him out. But she's not responding.
You think he's got to go out? But it's okay. We're about to wrap up here anyways. Jason's dog needs to go out, but it's okay. The show's over. Thank you, everybody. Follow the show on Instagram. It's News to Us. That's probably where we post the most. I would promote X, but I don't give a shit. Screw you, Elon. Only really the best.
He made that a dumpster fire, didn't he?
Absolutely. Yes, he did. All right. Well, we'd like to thank Donald Trump for approving us talking shit on him all night.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Why do I always say that? We'll be back next time. Next time, it's News to Us. Get the podcast wherever you get podcasts.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.